وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
Sayyid Abdullah Al-Musawi.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to this program of For Humanity. We are looking at concepts and ideas and basically anything that revolves around the human and humanity. We were speaking in a previous episode about one of the problems that we humans have, and that is greed. When some human beings become greedy, then surely the right of a lot of people will be taken away. When I decide to be greedy, that means I'm not giving to myself, not giving to my family, and I'm not giving to other people. And I would do whatever it takes to make as much money as I can and deprive other people of the chances for them to have work for themselves or make money themselves. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the hadith, they don't favor people who are stingy, who are greedy. On the opposite, we want to give. Stingy people and greedy people have been described to be those people who have this trait of darkness within them, that they only care about themselves. One of the traits that separates human beings from other species on Earth, at least that we know of, is the fact that human beings are giving. They give to others. Where if you look at the animal kingdom, the concept of sharing, the concept of giving does not exist. When animals try to go hunt for food, if they find something, they take it and they run away. If they see someone that wants to share with them, they would usually fight them off. Where human beings, they have this sense of mercy into them. They have this love for other people, so they give. That's how Allah created us in our fitrah, in our innate, to be giving, not just to care about ourselves. So for those who have this trait of only caring about themselves and they do not want to share, they have an inner darkness to their souls. And then they would be outcasted from the society. Yet they actually outcast themselves from society and they keep themselves away. So this is where the riwayat and the ahadith and the ayat comes and talks about these people. We have to learn to be giving. We live in a world and we live at times where giving is required, where helping other people is required. There are a lot of people, millions of people around the world who are suffering. There are millions of people who do not have food to eat. Millions of people, if not billions of people, suffering financial hardship. And there are greedy people that have everything else that would refuse to share with other people. So at these times, me and you, we have to lend a helping hand to our brothers and sisters who are in need. Before we continue this topic, let us take a short break and then we will come back.
Dear listeners, you are listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program For Humanity. We were saying that we need to give, and greed is a trait we need to make sure it does not exist in our system. We have to cure it if we have that disease. One of the reasons and causes for people to be greedy is the fact that the desire, their shahwa, as we say, is extremely strong. The desire to have, the desire to own, the desire of ownership is extremely strong, that it becomes the monster that takes over them. They desire to have everything that this world has to offer, and therefore they will go out of their way to get it as well. And once they do get a taste of it, they don't stop. They keep going and going and going. So there's a sense of hirs, sense of being, you know, trying to only care about yourself and keep whatever you have and become stingy. There's a sense of tama', just wanting more. There's a sense of bukhl, there's a sense of not giving and just keeping to yourself. So that greed itself, it brings so much other bad traits with it. So that needs to be avoided. So if we see that there are those who are greedy, we understand that the desire, their shahwa is extremely strong. Their passion to own things is extremely strong. So the connection between them and this world is very strong. The connection between them and Allah is extremely weak, because the more we move towards the material world, the further we move from the celestial world, from the world of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is one thing. The second reason people become so stingy and greedy in terms of material matter is the fact that their fitrah has slipped away. The fitrah has kind of extinguished. It dies out. It fades out, if I can say in a better word. It fades out. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we created us in a way where we give, not to be greedy. We created us in a way where we share, not to keep to ourselves. But over time, when we indulge in ourselves too much and worry about ourselves too much, we start to forget other people. Not that, but we also sometimes start to become greedy with our own selves that we do not spend. A hadith from Amir al-Mu'minin alayhi salam, he says, عَجِبْتُ لِلْبَخِيلِ يَسْتَعْجُلِ الْفَقْرَ الَّذِي مِنْهُ هَرَبْ. He says, I am amazed by the greedy people and stingy people, for they have run away from poverty. That's why people become greedy, because they want to keep things to themselves so they don't fall into poverty. But yet, he says, they have fallen into it. They are so greedy that they just don't want to share, and they don't want even to spend on themselves. And he says, يَفُوتُهُ الْغِنَى الَّذِي طَلَبَ. And he was seeking wealth, but it just passes him. فَيَعِيشَ فِي الدُّنْيَا عَيْشُ الْفُقَرَى. He lives in this world a life of a poor person, because obviously he's not spending it. وَيُحَاسَبْ فِي الْآخِرَ حِسَابَ الْأَغْنِيَا. While in the hereafter, he will be questioned as a rich person. So greed is one of these traits that it will destroy us in this world and will also destroy us in the hereafter. That's something we should avoid. We need to be generous. We need to give and help those who are around us. Thank you for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Allahumma salli ala
محمد وآله اللهم صل على محمد وآله.